Hı?
Ay sen sen şu an ayın maktan ki.
Bir tane.
Ay şu an ayın. My name is Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. The law firm helping you discuss the Freezer case.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm not bad. How are you today?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Charmaine, do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Charmaine, all my calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Thank you for sending Elliot your new proof of ID.
No worries.
It's my role, Charmaine, is to go out and gather the evidence for you, whether that be from, you know, social services, educational authorities, and the likes. Before we present, you know, our full case, if you like, to the Scottish Redress team.
Okay.
It's not, today's call isn't so much about, you know, your time in care. It's more about getting to know you a bit better and trying to understand the trauma you faced as a child in care, how that has had a lasting effect on you as an adult.
It's affected my whole life.
Yeah, I know.
My relationships, it's affected. You know.
Look at more stuff that we can evidence, you know what I mean? No, like the likes of you being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD.
Yeah, I still take medication for everything that's I've been through.
That's depression, is it?
Anxiety.
Okay. Okay. From a GP.
I've tried to kill myself numerous times.
Yeah, there's so many questions that come as well.
I thought I'd better just get that out of the way.
It takes me a couple of minutes to spit that one out. I really don't like asking that one. Did any of them have suicide attempts end up with you being in hospital?
I but not like getting sectioned or anything like that. I was in the hospital.
And the reason why I asked was obviously I'm right to the hospital. And get that evidence for you.
I was in the Royal Infirmary. The first time I tried to kill myself, I was 14.
Wow.
And that was,
Is that Strath or Edinburgh, Royal Infirmary?
Yeah.
Edinburgh,
yeah.
Yeah. So you say you're 14 and you decided to take your life?
That was the first time. There was a few attempts after that.
Wow.
The last time was when I was 28, so 2008.
Yeah.
And then I've had some help and some therapy, and I've had to work through things, and I still have to work through things.
Yeah. You get the therapy through as a referral from your GP?
Sorry?
Did you get the therapy as a referral from you through your GP, or did you
Yeah, it was all through the NHS. So, yeah. You know, you'll be able to find it, no problem. You know, I had my first child, I was pregnant at 15, had my first child at 16, had another child at 17.
Okay.
I could go on for ages, but I don't want to depress you.
Okay. Yes, that's a lot. I listen to survivors and clients of mine all every day. It's totally fine. If you need to get something off your chest, if it helps you talking to me, then I'm here. Okay, so I can write to your GP for the anxiety. I can also write to the GP for your therapy, so I can get information from your therapy. Shall I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I'll write to the Royal Infirmary in Edinburgh for the suicide attempt. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance issues?
Yeah, I've had alcohol and substance abuse issues. All through my adult life.
Okay. Joanna and Russell since?
To be honest, when I was younger, absolutely anything, anything at all, alcohol was always present. I got help for my alcohol and the drug abuse, and all I do now is smoke medical marijuana. So I'm quite pleased with my little self.
That's amazing.
That's been a number of years now.
How did you get help with the alcohol?
I got it through an Edinburgh charity, but I can't remember because it was so long ago. I do have trouble with my memory, unfortunately.
Okay. Okay. I remember.
I'm sure the GP would have a note.
A record of it.
Of it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was seeing them and the GP at the same time.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to do is I have a list of institutions that I, excuse me, that I will write to. I'm just going to write the Royal Infirmary of Edinburgh. Can I take your GP's details, please, Sammy?
Yeah, it's Nudgee Medical Practice.
You may have to say that a bit slower for me, sorry.
Sorry, Nudgee, N-I-D-D-R-I-E, Nudgee.
Yeah, Medical Practice.
Yeah, and that's on Nudgee Mains Road in Edinburgh.
On Nudgee Mains?
Yeah.
That was, you said Glasgow, you said that one, didn't you?
Sorry?
Did you say Glasgow?
No, Edinburgh.
Oh, Edinburgh. Okay. So what I'll do is, I'll write to the Edinburgh Social Services about your time in care. I'll also actually write to your GP and the Employer Infirmary in Edinburgh for the suicide attempt. When I get your information back from your time in care, so I mean, would you want me to share that with you? Do you want me to share all the information I get with you?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't remember much from that time, to be fair, so.
Okay. Okay. So, what we'll do, Charmaine, is I'll send you copies of absolutely anything that I get. We'll go through that together, you and I. If you're more comfortable doing it with a female colleague, not a problem.
I'm fine. Just, you know, I'm pretty open.
Okay. Also, you know, there's no rush on that call. That may take us one call, may take us 10 calls, could take us 100 calls.
Mm-hmm.
It's all done at your pace. I mean, we're never going to pressure you into giving us, you know, the information or getting through any sort of task with us. But we'll go through all the information together. Now make sure that you're happy we've got all of the evidence. We'll make sure you're happy with all of your statements you submitted. We'll then add your medical records, you know, the evidence of, you know, mental health and alcohol, and we'll pin that to your claim. Before we do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. What we've done so far, Charmaine, is we've gave them notice that we are claiming. We've got an application number for you, and we've been recognised as your lawyer. But we've also told them don't start work on our case until we provide you with the support and evidence. The evidence, or the support and evidence, just gives you a better chance, really, of getting the most out of the process. So what happens from there, Charmaine, is we wait for what's called a panel date. It's a panel of judges on our case. It's all done behind closed doors. And then we await, hopefully, the recognition that you deserve in form of an apology and hopefully an offer of financial compensation for you.
Well, Okay. I'm still just a bit shell shocked about it all, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the age I'm at now, I'm resigned to, you know, what happened, and, you know, I've worked through that, and, you know, you have to sort of just accept that was what life was, and that happened, and you have to either, you know, be a better person, or you can be an idiot about it, but, you know,
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, two things that I'm taking away from this is, A, obviously the money's never going to fix what happened to you, and B, there's, you know, there's a clear line between discipline and abuse, and C is, you know, the more we hit the Scottish Government in the pocket with this type of claim, the more hopefully they'll sit up and take notice and try and stop these claims coming down the line.
I mean, if it helps stop this happening to someone else, then yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, that's what this is. This is, you know, me taking a stand and saying, you know, you're not going to do this to another young person and ruin their life.
No, that's the hope. That's what we're hoping. You know, there's thousands of these cases all over Scotland, so the hope is. The average claim value over the last 3 to 5 years has been £55,000. So if there's thousands of cases at £55,000, hopefully the Scottish Government will then start putting some more safety checks in place, should we say, for the next generation of people in care.
Indeed. That gives me hope. So,
Me too. That's not going to be a quick turnaround for me. So I mean, it's probably going to be taking anywhere up to 10 months just to get the information back from the social services. Your medical records will come over pretty quickly within 2 months. We have a fight on our hands, should we say, of getting the information from the social. We will get it. It's just how quickly. So that's my role and that's my job over the next 10 months working for you. So I mean, it's to go out and gather the evidence for you. Do you have any questions for me?
Not at this time, no.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Just before I proceed and start progressing with your case, I just need to make sure that I have to go back a step with you, essentially. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to make sure that you are fully aware and on board with our fees and what other options are out there for you. I do have to run you through it, Charmaine, on this recorded call for our compliance. So if I am repeating something that you've been told before by our team, I do apologise, but this will be the last time. And if you're happy for me to continue, then obviously I will gladly do so.
Okay.
So just to let you know, Charmaine, you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and submitting and creating your own case, but that's an option. Option two, Charmaine, is there are other law firms out there in England and Scotland that will help you apply for the Scottish Redress Scheme, and they won't charge you any fees. The reason they don't charge fees, Charmaine, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, what's called a government redress financial scheme, and where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. Now, as a separate law firm, I can't legally divulge or discuss those law firms' practices and what they would do, and probably more importantly, Charmaine, what they don't do for clients. All I can tell you is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in that scheme. We don't accept the £2,000 handout from the Scottish Government, and we definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What we do is, with our clients like yourself, is enter into a private fee agreement under a no-win, no-fee contract.
And that's the way I understood that it was,
you win, we win, we lose together, and it's on us as a law firm and as a business to go out and gather as much information as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. Our fate aside, basically, so I mean, we don't get paid whether you win or lose. It's on us to to get you the best result. I've run through the North Sea side with you, and then just go I'll answer the question. So it's a no-win, no-fee contract. So what that means, Charmaine, is because you've been through such hardship through your life, whether it be mental health and alcohol or substance issues, because of your time in care, we as a law firm, if we are unsuccessful with your case in obtaining new compensation, we will never put you under any sort of financial stress. So what that means, Charmaine, is if we don't get you compensation, you don't win or don't pay us any money. It's a genuine no-win, no-fee, and our insurance company and our insurance policy will cover any fees on our end.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's a genuine...
That's kind of what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I knew that. That's what I'm going to try and get through that speech on the recorded call, and then I'll ask, do you have any questions for me?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Do you understand those three options I've just given you, Charmaine?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. From the day you signed any documentation with us, Charmaine, you have what's called a 14-day cool and off period. What that means is from the date you signed up until day 14, you can rip up any agreement you have with us and walk away and continue and proceed with this case however which way you want. If you're unaware of that from the date you signed, I can restart that 14 days from today on this call. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, and just want us to crack on, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you, Charmaine.
Yeah, just do that.
You're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period? Okay, perfect. You have my number, Charmaine. My name's Michael. I'm going to be the caseworker that walks you through to the very end now. I'll be in touch every 3 to 4 weeks, either by an email or a phone call, just to let you know how I'm getting on gathering your evidence. But if you need me for any reason, you pick up the phone and ring me. I'll wait for you, Charmaine.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, okay.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay, Charmaine. Well, thank you so much for being so brave and being open as well. You're immensely brave and open with me there, so thank you so much. And I'll go off and start gathering your evidence for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charmaine. It was lovely speaking to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.